The next case is City of Seattle and T-Mobile. Affirm, reverse.
Are we now?
All the words.
Dual.
Apparently.
I'd like to reserve 2 minutes, please. May it please the court, my name is Kent Meyer. I represent the City of Seattle. What the city has done here is tax T-Mobile in accordance with the Mobile Telecommunications Sourcing Act. The MTSA did away with taxing cell phone calls based on the routing, origin, or destination of the calls. And so what the city does is tax cell phone calls under the MTSA, which is based on the customer's primary place of use, the PPU. We are taxing T-Mobile correctly under both federal law and state law. The city's had a telephone tax since at least 1932, and the authority to impose that tax comes from the Washington State Constitution and the Washington State Legislature. We litigated this.
So if we focus on RCW 3521714, how is the city code provision consistent with that statute?
The city code provision says that we tax, the city code provision says for cell phone calls, we tax gross receipts based on the customer's primary place of use. And we do not separate out charges for mobile telecommunications are no longer after the enactment of the MTSA based on the categorization of being interstate or intrastate. It's just an aggregate charge based on the customer's PPU.
So then 714 is an anachronism?
No, 714 still works because 714 covers all telephone services, including landline telephone services and mobile telecommunication services.
So it just doesn't apply, because it certainly says intrastate in 714. So your 714. Position is that 714 doesn't apply here. Why?
Well, if there's three statutes at issue here. We've got our PACTEL authority to tax everything that's been in effect for 80 years or more. Then the legislature enacted 714 in the 80s, and the first sentence gives a grant of affirmative power that presumably is in addition to the power that was under the PACTEL. And then the way the statute's organized, and this was they went over this in detail in the Quest decision that both parties talked about, the way the statute is organized is that there's a list of things that the city can't tax, and a lot of them represent intercompany charges, access charges. In Quest and Vonage, the provision that we can't tax was charges for interstate service. Fine, we don't want to charge that. We don't want to tax that, and that's in our code, and that applies to landline. But when you get to mobile telecommunications, the MTSA came in effect, and the legislature then amended 714 again and added the last sentence that says you cannot, basically that you can't tax charges for mobile telecommunications for customers whose primary place of use is not within the city. Fine, that's what our code says. If a customer's PPU is not within the city, we're not going to tax it.
But that's not what 714 says.
714 says the last sentence that is one of the things in the list that we can't tax, and that's a charge for mobile telecommunication services provided to customers whose primary place of use is not within the city. And we won't tax those. What we want to tax is, consistently with the MTSA, customers who have a primary place of use in the city. All of those charges are sourced to that city. It's a mandatory law. They're sourced without regard to origin, destination, or the route of the call. Sourced to Seattle. It's one aggregate number. We'll tax that number. What T-Mobile's trying...
The argument is that the key word in 714, before you even get into the provisos, is intrastate. The argument is, as I understand it, that that's all that you protect, intrastate, whatever it is.
Well...
And just to make it clear here, what I have in my mind is the paradigm that we're talking about here is a Seattle person who goes to Canada and calls home on their T-Mobile cell phone. Right? I mean, you're taxing that. And they say you can't do that.
That's right. All right. Well...
As opposed to if you're in Seattle and you're calling somebody in Spokane, then you can clearly tax that.
That's always been the case. Well, that's...
Okay, so the argument is here is that when 714 says... You can tax intrastate. That's okay. You can, if somebody calls Spokane from Seattle,
that's
okay, but that, you know, the provisos don't change that.
No, but this is not, 714 is not the sole grant of the city's taxing authority. And I think that's where that's one of the key issues in the case. Before 714.
Well, I think that's one of the key parts of your argument is that it's not central.
It's not. It's
but the federal law doesn't give the city authority to do anything.
Absolutely not. The federal.
So it's a question. I mean, the city has to do what the state law says. So the question is, what are the statute? Don't you have to go to the statute?
We do. And
all right. So that's why I'm asking you about the word intrastate in 714. And I grant that it's a fairly complex problem in statutory construction, but you have this first sentence which. If you didn't have any provisos, wouldn't it say that you can tax things that are intrastate?
It says that, but it doesn't say we can tax only intrastate calls. And before this statute ever came into effect, we had a tax. We were taxing telephone business for 30 or for 50 years. They put this in here in 1980. We can tax intrastate toll telephone charges. That's just some specific type of calls. It does not say we can tax only that. So you read this in conjunction.
Why have it then? I mean, if you
why have it
if
because
you tax everything, then why have a statute that says you can tax intrastate too? You already could.
Well, maybe under the old statute, and it's not clear from the case law or the legislative history that we could tax everything. Maybe the old one was you could tax telephone business in the city. This was an extension of that authority.
That's not the way that statutes are usually thought of as working, though. I mean, it may be that back in the old days when telephones were just kind of getting off the ground, they said in 1932, you can tax everything.
Then they said...
Then this comes in, and really, I mean, there would have been no reason to adopt that and
sure.
pay intrastate if you already could tax intrastate.
There was, well, this was a specific type of intrastate call. This was an intrastate toll telephone service for which a specific, it's long distance within the state, it's charged. It's unclear why they did it, but this was in conjunction with the existing authority never went away. And then when the MTSA came in, which.
It never went away, but.
It wasn't repealed by this.
You know, the argument is that this limited it. Okay, I mean...
Not the first sentence.
The first statute wasn't repealed, but this could be construed as a limitation on it, could it not?
Not the first sentence doesn't limit it. The first sentence grants, it's an affirmative grant of authority. The language following the provisos are the limitations.
But the grant of authority... Well, okay.
May it please the court. Mike Kipling for T-Mobile West. We are the taxpayer. The Superior Court saw this as a question of statutory construction. We see it that way. And I would submit that the issue that you focused on in those earlier questions is the question that this court should look at as a threshold matter. Because, in fact, the parties agree on several key issues here. The parties agree that the city must point to an express grant of authority from the Washington legislature in order to levy a tax. In other words, the city has no inherent authority to tax.
So they pointed to the 1932 bill, pretty broad.
The earlier statute, yeah.
So it hasn't been repealed.
I don't know that it has. It certainly has not been repealed in its entirety because it applies to all taxes. It has been limited as to the telephone business. And the parties also agree, and if you look at the city's brief.
But, you know, his argument, I mean, it's an odd, it's a difficult problem of statutory construction, because as the city argues, you know, you have the first sentence of 714, and it doesn't read like a limitation, it reads like a grant. And it doesn't say only.
Well, let's focus on the history of that statute.
Okay.
I think that's key. So in 1981, the statute was enacted. I'm talking about Section 714 now.
All right.
That statute's enacted in 1981. And when it's enacted, and the Quest decision walks through this history. You can see it there. That statute, when it was enacted, said that the city can impose a fee or tax on the telephone business on 100% of the total gross revenue from that business. No geographic limitation, right? 2 years later, the legislature goes back and amends the statute, and they add the word intrastate. They say that you can tax the total gross revenue derived from intrastate telephone services. So we have to look at why they did that. They did not do that. The city's argument is that that's meaningless, that even after the amendment, they are not limited to intrastate services. But that would imply, that would require this court to find that the legislature amended that statute and did not intend to change it. And that's contrary to all of the rules of statutory construction. So the body of the statute, and this court in Vonage read the same statute, and they read it exactly the way that I'm suggesting you should read it today. And they said in Vonage that the assessment of the city must be based on the intrastate component of Vonage's service. The Supreme Court in Quest read it the same way.
But then neither of those cases addressed the proviso that's been pointed out, related to charges for mobile telecommunication services provided to customers whose place of primary use is not within the city. So the argument is this is the amendment that was meant to incorporate the MTSA and allows for taxing of interstate.
That is one of many arguments they make, Your Honor.
Well, how do you respond to that argument?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Let me step one step back. I think the court's questions indicate you get our point on the MTSA itself, that the
right.
Federal law cannot change state law.
No,
right?
That's right.
Okay.
But they are using the language of the MTSA for place of primary use.
I want to distinguish between two arguments. There is the argument they make based on the MTSA, which I think I want to put aside for a second. Then there is the argument based on the language in the proviso
right.
that comes from the MTSA, and that's what I want to focus on.
Yeah.
The city would have you read. It's a question of statutory construction, and we deal with it in the brief. The city would have you read this language in the proviso as changing the body of the statute, because the word intrastate appears in the body of that statute. In 2002, when the legislature added that proviso, they did not change the word intrastate.
So that leads to the conclusion that Judge Richel reached, which is even if the legislature had meant to amend the statute to comply with the MTSA, they did not clearly do that.
Well, it would lead to her the bottom line from her decision. I would suggest to her that it's really not our job, not appropriate for us to try and figure out what was in their head. We can only look at what they did. And what they did not change this statute in a way to eliminate the intrastate language that has been in there since 1983. You know, in order to reach that conclusion, you would I don't know how you would get around the fact that they didn't change intrastate. Had they intended to change the law drastically, they would have done something with that phrase. But also, I mean,
one wonders, and we probably don't have anything that really gets at this, what was the pressure, what was the political situation that produced this most recent proviso? I mean, it looks like it was an effort to this idea of customers whose place of primary use changes within the city. That seems like a new idea that came from the federal law, and maybe a good idea, maybe a good regulatory idea that's all aimed at the policy goal of taxing everything that you can, but making sure that nothing is taxed twice.
I think it had several goals. I don't dispute that. One was simplifying. Another was eliminating double taxation. But when you ask what the legislature was doing, I think the answer is that language does have an effect, because before that language, if I live in Bellevue and work in Seattle, right? So my primary place of residence is Bellevue. And before that statute, I'm in Seattle using my cell phone to make intrastate calls, then Seattle could tax it. But after that proviso, now only Bellevue can tax that. So it parses the intrastate component of the telephone business in a way that's parallel to the way that the MTSA parses the interstate component. So it has a reason, it has an effect.
It does.
It just affects
arguably, I mean, from a policy standpoint, arguably there's more yet to be done. And I mean, maybe you would disagree with this, but it looks to me like it's possible that if this trend in policy is to go to its complete fruition, then intrastate will be taken out by the legislature, because it leaves untaxed the calls that the Seattle resident makes home when he or she goes to Canada. Okay,
well,
so does anybody get to tax that right now?
Canada, for one thing. That right now, the state of Washington has not chosen to allow the city to tax interstate or international phone calls. If they chose to do so, we might have Commerce Clause arguments. I'm not going to waive anything. But the threshold matter is the people in Olympia have not chosen to enact that tax. They could do so, and then we would be here under another guise, but they haven't done so. And that, I think, answers the question today. Why they haven't done so, I don't know. I mean, these are taxes that ultimately get paid by people who make phone calls, right? So there are a lot of political pressures about raising taxes. And so there are lots of reasons why they might choose not to do that. But I don't think we have to speculate about what they might do. We just look at what they did. And I think Judge Richel got it right, is what they did in this case was they did not change that statute, the same statute this court decided in Vonage and the statute that the Supreme Court decided in Quest. Because right now, the city can only tax intrastate.
Okay. I have another question, since time is short. The hearing examiner, her decision, it seems, turned on the language of the city ordinance, whereas Judge Reichel's turned on 714. Now we're going to make a decision one way or the other. From your perspective, and I would ask the city person the same question, I mean, is it better that we go one way or another or both or what?
Well, certainly the way my mind works, Your Honor, is I think you start, when you look at a tax, is you start with a threshold question, which is a city tax, is has the legislature authorized the city to impose this tax? Has the state legislature authorized the city to impose this tax? That, to me, is the logical place to start. I think that, as Judge Richel started there,
right.
And in fact, that ends the inquiry. So that's the most efficient way to do it. And my own view is that would provide more guidance to more cities and to the state if they need it, so they can move forward if somebody wants to try and change the situation. So
utility in your view to addressing the city ordinance?
I don't think you need to. I think the city's ordinance is moot because what they say they're trying to do, they don't have authority to do. So I would not object if that's the way you want to go. I think we have the better argument on that also, but that's not the way I think it would be most prudent for this court to address it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Section 714 does not say that the city can only tax intrastate toll telephone charges, and that is something that the trial court and the hearing examiner both agreed on. And if that was the case, why would there be the need for all those provisos? If that first sentence said, this is all you can tax, city, then you have a list of all the other things we can't tax. That's not how it reads. The way it works.
But how do you explain the argument that was made then about how this evolved, which is that the word intrastate wasn't there originally?
It wasn't there originally. Then they.
And it was only 2 years later that they came back and added it.
That's right. Well.
Why?
It's unclear why they did that. It was originally, I think it was because this addressed a type of toll telephone charge that presumably may not have been covered by the PacTel authority that's been there forever. So in the 80s, they started out saying, here's what you can tax these types of toll telephone charges. Then they started taking it out and saying, you can only tax intrastate toll telephone charges. But then the key here is that all along we've had this PacTel authority to tax telephone business in the city. The MTSA comes, and it doesn't grant the city authority, but the provisions of the MTSA, it says it's right here and right in the law that it supersedes and modifies the local law. So the way that telephone charges are now, for mobile telephone charges, are no longer determined as interstate or intrastate. They're sourced according to the place of PPU without regard to origin, destination, or route. So all of the Seattle PPU's customers, it's one charge. We don't have to track where everybody was driving and what border they were crossing and anything.
Well, it may be a preferable and desirable way to tax, but the argument is that it simply hasn't been allowed. I mean, if you are correct, then the position that you are in is you are in the position of a supplicant to go down to the legislature and say, you know, you probably didn't realize that you were preventing us from taxing these calls that come in from Canada, but we think you probably meant to. So why don't you take that?
I think they did provide that, Your Honor. We have the tax authority to tax telephone business. They've sourced it all to Seattle. That's what we're taxing. What they've given us is all the Seattle PPUs. That's what's here. They specifically said you can't tax the Seattle PPUs.
That's the easiest thing for you, right? I mean, and that seems to be what the MTSA is trying to accomplish. It's giving you a simple, efficient way of taxing everything.
The legislature said they're implementing the federal MTSA. There's nothing in there that said, oh, we're going to continue to make cities slice and dice these up based on origin, destination, and routing. That was never contemplated by the legislature.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That concludes our calendar for today.